This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pandemic created added burdens for new businesses, finding people, getting supplies, and now inflation. Yet, new federal data show new monthly business applications have skyrocketed during the last 3 years. Case study from Colorado now. Here's KUNC's Adam Reyes.
Juan Carlos smiles at departing patrons as lunch rush ends at his restaurant, Mexu, in eastern Colorado.
I know 80 or 90, if not more, percentage of my clients.
In 2019, he moved from California to the rural city of Yuma, population over 3,000, with his girlfriend, Maribel Ayon. About a year and a half later, the couple opened this restaurant. Carlos was less concerned about starting in the middle of a pandemic than Ayon was.
Him having the courage definitely led me to more having that courage as well.
Many decisions magnified the uncertainty. Yuma, more than 2 hours east of Denver, is a beef town, so the couple considered burgers at first. But that felt inauthentic to their experiences and identity.
So we just said, let's just embrace what we eat and who we are.
That's sushi and tacos. This fare is traditionally found in food stands along the West Mexican coast where they grew up. The couple says their bet paid off.
When you walk Main Street, like our block, you see cars, you see people walking around. I definitely see our sales go up each month.
State data show 18 new businesses like Mexu opened on Yuma's Main Street since 2020. However, the number of established businesses that folded across Colorado is also high. But some established businesses are benefiting from new businesses opening nearby, like the Orphanage, a classic car gallery and event space. It's just a short walk down Main Street from Mexu. The Orphanage closed for the pandemic's first months. Co-owner Ron Wenger, who was born here, says they kept the lights on using funds from his car repair shop across the street.
It's our passion. We're willing to invest money in it.
Since reopening, the gallery's hosted wedding rehearsal dinners, quilt art shows, and other events. Wenger opened the gallery with his husband, Richard Burney, who says new enterprises like Mexu help everybody.
It's nice to see all the cars parked down the street once again, because I've seen it pretty bare down here.
And then do you want to use sushi or chopsticks?
Back at Mexu, co-owner Mary Belayon says she's thankful for such a supportive community.
I always tell my employees, and I know this myself, when I pay them, I'm like, I'm not paying you. This is Yuma helping us grow.
And Ayon says she hopes Mexu helps build this rural community too. In Greeley, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.